Okay, so it's Tim and Cliff with local news and features. We've got a longer batch for you with batch number 7. We're going to end things off, and we've got 3 stories each, so 6 in all. My headlines coming up are tribute to Dad Found Dead at Staffordshire Home as police name murder suspect. I've also got for you Stoke-on-Trent premium bondholder with just £913 invested wins a huge sum. And Pottery Centre disappointed as new look confirms shock closure. And Cliff's stories coming up are?
They're all police stories, basically, Tim. But the first one is a kingpin who ran a drugs plot from prison cell put a £10,000 bounty on a police informant. The second one is Staffordshire Police detective part of a drugs-to-order prison drone smuggling gang. And the third one is 939 arrests and 11,372 vehicles stopped as the police target Stoke-on-Trent drivers.
All quite interesting, though, even though they're police stories. Okay, so my first one is tribute to Dad Found Dead at Staffordshire Home as police name murder suspect. Police have charged a man with murder after a dad was found dead in Staffordshire. Officers discovered Jake Henry Mills at an address in Cheshelton Hay on the day he'd been reported missing. Now, Staffordshire police have charged a 29-year-old with murder. An investigation had been launched after the body of 34-year-old Jake was found at a property on High Street on September the 18th. Jake, a single dad, had been reported as missing hours earlier. This week, his family have paid tribute to him. They said that Jake was a single father, he had a strong bond with his daughter, and they loved each other unconditionally. This devastating loss will leave an unfillable void in her life. He was a keen football fan of Liverpool Football Club and the occasional visit to Walsall football games. Jake had a delightful sense of humour, was considerate and well-mannered. That will be remembered with great fondness. Dealing with the pain of losing Jake, we ask that you respect our wishes of privacy at this difficult time. The force has charged Bradley Nightingale, aged 29, of Bloxwich, with murder. He is due to appear at North Staffordshire Justice Court Centre this week. So over to Cliff, who's going to do the next story for us in Batch 7.
A drugs kingpin has been locked up for even longer after trying to bribe and threaten a police informant. Nathan Henschel, 34, tried to coerce one of his former dealers into silence after he'd agreed to cooperate with officers. Henschel, who has 10 convictions for 26 previous offences, was originally jailed for 10 years in 2017, after pleading guilty to supplying drugs including cocaine, amphetamines and MCAT. But the brazen criminal continued to deal from within his cell, sending orders to member of his gang via a concealed mobile phone. His scheme imploded after officers pulled over one of his dealers in November 2020. This dealer confessed his part in the drugs plot, but informed police he was acting on behalf of Henschel. Stoke-on-Trent Crown Court heard that Henschel soon reached out to the dealer in an attempt to make him withdraw his account. Prosecutor Callum Church said one of Henschel's associates asked the dealer to meet him in a Coral betting shop. The dealer said he would only meet at his home. The associate went to the address and gave the dealer a phone. He then had a 15-minute call with Henschel, who repeatedly asked if the dealer was recording the conversation. Henschel went on to make a number of threats towards the dealer, and he demanded that the dealer take the full blame for the drug charges so that Henschel could clear his name. He offered the dealer £5,000 to do this, and at the same time Henschel threatened that he would place a £10,000 bounty on the dealer's head if he did not comply. The dealer said he was left feeling terrified for his family's safety, and he no longer does anything aside from speaking to his children. The dealer said the ordeal had left him feeling suicidal. The court heard that Henschel made a lengthy list of chilling threats, warning the dealer he knew lots of people in prison who could make his life difficult inside. However, the dealer did not withdraw his account, and Henschel was sentenced to an additional 7 years and 4 months in May 2024. Robin Howard, mitigating, argued that Henschel had done much to improve his behaviour since the offence. He said he switched to a different prison with a better regime. He's been moved to a trusted level. He now has a job as a yard sweeper, which demonstrates this trust, and he has completed all the courses needed to be placed on lower security. He's been left in uncertainty as a result of this conspiracy charge. He's not been told his final sentence. It has been a big impact, not just on the defendant, but on his wife and children, who are left wondering when he'll be released. He has been in prison for a long time and will remain that way. He has missed the majority of his daughter's childhood. Henschel, formerly of Frodingham Road, Bentley, was sentenced to 22 months imprisonment for attempting to pervert the course of justice. This additional time will be served consecutively to his current sentences. Judge Graham Smith said this has had a major impact on the dealer's family's life. He has had a dramatic change in his lifestyle. He no longer feels comfortable going out in his local area, and it has had a significant impact on his mental health. In my judgment, given the nature of the offending and that it was aimed at avoiding precisely the sentence that you are now serving, that means that the sentence I now pass must be served consecutively. Otherwise, it would not truly reflect your actions.
Great. Many thanks for that, Cliff. So my next story now is Stoke-on-Trent premium bond holder with just £913 invested wins a huge sum. The NS and I premium bond prize winners for October have been announced, including a lucky winner from Stoke-on-Trent. Premium bonds are a saving account offered by National Savings and Investment, NS&I, one of the largest saving institutions in the UK, backed by the Treasury. The accounts don't earn interest traditionally and consistently. Instead, each bond is entered into a monthly random-generated prize draw Between £25 and £50,000 can be invested in the account overall, and prizes of up to £1 million can be won every month. NS&I have revealed the full list of October's high-value winners. They include a lucky winner in the Potteries who won a staggering £100,000 from a total holding of £913. Meanwhile, two millionaires have also been created. The first winning bond number of the £1 million prize was 498FZ5 11907 to a bondholder based in Scotland. This winner purchased their winning bond in April 2022. And holds £10,150 worth of premium bonds. The second £1 million jackpot winner is based in Greater Manchester. How to check if you've ever won premium bond prizes? People will be able to check if they've won by going to the NS&I Price Checker app or website. To check on the NSI website, customers will need their premium bonds holder number. For the prize checker app, they'll need their NSI number or holder's number. People can also check for any unclaimed prizes that are owed to them. The annual prize fund rate is 3.6%, which funds the monthly draws for tax-free prizes. According to NSI, the odds of any £1 bond number winning a prize are 22,000 to 1, currently 2,629,312 premium bond prizes worth 106,604 £800 are waiting to be claimed. So over to Cliff, who's going to do the next story for us in batch 7.
A former Staffordshire Police detective is facing jail for her part in a plot to smuggle drugs into two prisons using drones. DC Claire Davenport was a serving officer when she, her husband Peter King and two others plotted to fly contraband into prisons. During an investigation into her illegal activities, her colleagues at Staffordshire Police discovered racist messages on her phone, and the 50-year-old would have been sacked had she not already retired from the police. Her crimes can today be reported after two other members of the gang, Kent George, aged 63, and Mervyn Foster, aged 46, were this week found guilty at Coventry Crown Court of their part in the enterprise. The court heard the incidents took place throughout 2021 and 2022 when drones containing prohibitive items were flown to order into HM Prison Onley in Northamptonshire and HM Prison Gartry in Leicestershire. The packages contain Class A and B drugs, spice, tobacco, mobile phones and other contraband. One package recovered by a prison officer patrolling the grounds in August 2021 contained heroin with a prison value of £22,400 and cannabis with a prison value of £15,300. A police investigation into the increased drone activity at the prisons was launched and Davenport, King, Kent and Foster were all found to be responsible. Davenport, who worked at Staffordshire Police HQ in Stafford, had pleaded guilty to conspiring to acquire, to use, to possess criminal property at Coventry Crown Court in August. Her husband King, aged 53, admitted conspiring to bring, to throw, to convey a List A prohibited article into a prison and conspiring to bring and throw and convey a List B prohibited article into prison and conspiring to acquire and possess criminal property. Kent and Foster were convicted of the same offences following a trial, which ended on Monday, September the 29th. All four offenders will eventually be sentenced at Coventry Crown Court on November the 17th.
So time for my final story now, I'm about seven, and I've got Pottery Centre disappointed as New Look confirms its shop closure. Shopping centre bosses say they were unaware that New Look was to close its city centre store. The fashion brand will bring down the shutters on the branch inside Hanley's Pottery Centre on October the 14th. Shoppers will instead be directed to New Look's outlet at nearby Festival Park, which I think is where all of the stores are going these days. The Pottery Centre is now working to find a new tenant to fill the unit after being left disappointed by the shop closure. A spokesperson said, "We can confirm that New Look has taken its decision to close its store at the Pottery Centre. This news was not communicated to us in advance, and any questions regarding the company's commercial decisions or circumstances leading to the closure should be directed to them directly, as we are unable to comment on individual lease arrangements. New Look has been a valued tenant at the Pottery Centre for many years, and we're disappointed to see them go. We know many of our visitors will also be saddened by the news. We remain committed to maintaining a strong and diverse retail mix at the Pottery Centre and will be working to secure a suitable replacement for the unit in due course." New Look's planned closure comes after River Island announced its flagship two-story store will shut in January next year. It's one of 35 stores earmarked for closure following a restructuring programme approved by the High Court. And Game, which specialises in a range of consoles, games and accessories, was due to close this month. Meanwhile, H&M, which has a large shop inside the Pottery Shopping Centre, has confirmed another wave of closures in the coming months after already shutting 135 shops worldwide, and the future of jewellery and accessories retailer Claire's has been thrown into doubt after the company collapsed into administration last month. The shutting of New Look's Pottery Centre branch comes after management announced plans to speed up its store closure programme earlier in the summer. Around a quarter of the retailer's 364 stores in the UK were thought to be at risk when their lease comes to an end. The chain also has branches in Newcastle-under-Lyme, Stafford and Crewe. Since 2018, when it had 600 UK brick and mortar stores, New Look has restructured its store estate twice. It managed to narrow its pre-tax loss to £21.7 million for the year to March the 30th, down from £87.8 million despite sales falling 8.9% to £769 million. This decline was attributed to store closures and the tough trading conditions. Stoke-on-Trent Live has approached New Look for a statement. So over to Cliff, who's going to do the final story for us in Batch 7.
Thanks, Tim. Officers charged with keeping the county's roads safe stopped more than 11,300 drivers and made over 900 arrests in just 1 year. Police with the Staffordshire Police's road crime team say that the stats prove their all-action approach is working. In October last year, Stoke-on-Trent Live reported how the constabulary had revamped the unit responsible for tackling crime on the county's roads network. The one-time Central Motorway Police Group has been dissolved, with the previous arrangements between the Staffordshire Constabulary and other forces coming to an end. On the launch, the senior officers said they would be looking to work with local authorities to identify issues that could benefit from road crime police. Over the last year, they have been regularly drafted in to work with neighbourhood teams around North Staffordshire, from dedicated road safety crackdowns to tackling the ongoing problem of illegal off-road bikes blighting the area. They are a nuisance, aren't they, those? You can tell them straight off, though. They've all got black balaclavas across their faces, so you know they're up to something no good. The latter seem to have seen the team use drones and had their own off-road bike to tackle offenders. They've regularly teamed up with the National Police Air Service, with both a plane and a helicopter seen over Stoke-on-Trent as part of blitzes on off-road bikes and stolen motorbikes. Problems in the Potteries have traditionally involved drivers doing one of the fatal four, that is, driving whilst under the influence, not wearing a seatbelt, using a mobile phone, or speeding. And the road crime team have been supported in tackling speeding with mobile camera vans, while the static cameras on roads, including the A34, the A53 and the City Centre Ring Road, have been overhauled. Another big issue has been stolen vehicles, and in response the unit brought in a stolen vehicle examiner in the form of PC Matt Lee, and in a year PC Lee has checked 232 stolen vehicles, recovered 89 swiped cars and recovered over £1.2 million in assets. The now in-house collision investigators have also been deployed to 73 fatal and serious collisions in 12 months. Family liaison officers have also started supporting 60 new families alongside ongoing cases. Meanwhile, the road harm team has helped oversee a number of abnormal loads through the county to help keep the roads moving. Today, and the team have outlined the statistics of their first year, 939 arrests, 2,204 vehicles seized, issued 7,030 traffic offence reports and put prohibitions on 830 dangerous vehicles, recovered 265 stolen vehicles and carried out 3,636 drink and drug drive tests, along with stopping a total of 11,372 vehicles. And police have also conducted 571 stop searches. Stoke-on-Trent Live regularly reports on the effects of the team, with cops... I wish they wouldn't keep calling them cops, but that's just me, sorry. With cops routinely putting themselves in danger with the vehicles being deliberately rammed by fleeing drivers. The force has picked out just some incidents over the year, including one driver being tasered in Burslem after ramming police cars and hitting three other cars after failing to stop in Hanley. The 22-year-old driver is now awaiting sentence. And the unit have also stopped some dangerous drink drivers, including last month when an M6 trucker was found to be more than three times over the limit. He was jailed for 12 weeks, banned for driving for 31 months and fined £239. Officers say they will continue to take robust action against drivers who put others at risk. Meanwhile, Chief Inspector Scott McGrath, the lead of the team, said, "These figures show that our new joined-up cohesive approach to policing Staffordshire's roads is paying off. Our communities are benefiting from increased visibility, a quicker response and greater effectiveness in tackling road safety and those using our roads for criminality. We will continue to work proactively with partners, including National Highways, local authorities and neighbouring forces, to take robust action against those committing offences on our roads and putting lives at risk."